I remember preaching one time to at the top of Warren Street, and I had been reading about a gentleman who was able to preach to 30,000 people without a mic. And that night I preached to 30,000 people. People in Athens said, "We could hear you over here." But I praise God. I praise God for this household. I praise God for men and women who say yes to the call of God on their lives. And I'm going to encourage you to say yes to the call of God on your life. And if you do not believe that you have a call on your life, that is a lie that has been spoken over your life. Each one of you are called to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Some of you didn't say amen back there. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is a certain day. A message that I heard Pastor Jerome preach probably 8 years ago. And I don't think there's a day that goes by that I don't share that today is a certain day. And you're not guaranteed tomorrow. While it is called today, say today. If you will harden not your hearts, or anyone you talk to hardens not their hearts, it's receivable. Amen. You know, so many times I believe we get over in our initiative, in our strength, in our performance, that we lose sight of the grace that has been freely supplied to us through Jesus Christ. Amen? I want to honor Pastor Drone and Pastor Chris and any of the other pastors in this household to be able to have an opportunity to be able to proclaim here. So if you... No, we were in Rock Solid for probably about 4 years. Before we were booted, and you heard him call me as a son, as a friend of the house, so if you are any of those things, prepare yourself to be booted.
That's true.
Amen? God forbid that we just sit and fill a seat. God forbid that we sit 20, 30, 40 years in the same seat and not step out into what God has called.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And that here, I know, is a factor in everything that they do. It's why they do what they do, is to encourage, to see the gifts, the talents, the purpose that God has placed on the inside of each one of us and you, to encourage us to step out in faith. How many know that if you stand here and you can spin around in a circle, but if you don't give God anything, you're still in that same spot. You've got to step out. You've got to be encouraged to step out. Because you are not an accident.
Right.
Say, I'm not an accident.
Not an accident.
I'm fearfully,
fearfully.
And wonderfully made.
And wonderfully.
Man, each one of you. Can I encourage you today, as so many times Paul has, that the grace of God be multiplied to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, I want to present to you that if you hear today, not just with a physical ear where you hear a tone, but if you open up your spiritual ears and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you personally, it'll change your life forever. We were singing songs of submission. We were singing songs of, God, I want all of your fire to flow through me. Well, you know what it takes? Stepping out. Believing that God will do exactly what He said He will. My heart as a pastor is to inspire others by my words, by my actions, by everything that I do. The love that I have for the Father is for me and Him, but I show it in my laying my life down for you, laying my life down for others. I was able to be in prayer this morning over at Lighthouse, and I caught the first 15 minutes. And man, I seen new people coming in, and just my heart was just growing. People that we've been praying for, people that have been prayed for years to come in through those doors. And you know what it took is just somebody stepping out, saying, I value you. Not because of what you've done, not because of who you are in the community, I value you because you are worth the blood and body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, we need to see people not as an outward person, but inside, that God sent his son to die for your neighbor, for the person next door, for the person that might smell a little bit different. See, I think so many times we're looking for the perfect disciple when so many people are pulling on your shirt tail. Today is a certain day. Can you say today?
Today.
Something about today. Can't be put off to tomorrow. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. Grace be peace, and peace be multiplied in you. Why don't we stand up as we pray? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for every individual in this room. Father, in the sound of my voice, God, Father, that it wouldn't be me, it would be your words that they find, they seek for, they desire. Father, I pray for ears of understanding to hear. It's eyes to see, God, into the Spirit. Father, you say that a mind set on the Spirit is life and peace, but a mind that's set on the flesh. God, let us not be distracted with all the ambient noises that are around, all the noises that try to distract us, to get us focused on something else. But God, I pray that we would bring every thought captive into the obedience of Christ, God, right now, as we hear, as we pay attention, as we understand the mysteries of the kingdom revealed precept upon precept. Father, I thank you, and I expect each person, Father, to receive and start applying all that they hear today that's according to your word, so that life would manifest from this place and go into their communities, into their households, and Father, out and save nations in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go ahead and sit down. If you want to keep standing, you're more than welcome to. Just make sure that the person behind you is okay with that, okay? Hallelujah. Man, I titled this message only because Malijah said that he wanted a title. Okay? So much pressure from him. So much pressure. Hallelujah. So endure to the end. This morning in prayer, for those of you who know Carolyn Garland, she talked about the sun coming up today, but prior to the sun coming up, what do you see? You see a little bit of light, right? You see the hope of the sun coming up. You see the forerunner of what is to come. And this is where we place our rest in the Word of God, the hope that is in Christ, that He will return. See, what you choose today isn't going to change His return. That's His will. But what you choose today, will you allow Him, as we sang, to have full reign in your life? Will you choose to say yes to Him here, but in every decision that you make? See, I don't want to have just a good message. I don't want to say everybody to say amen. I don't want everybody to fall down and be great, and then you leave this place and then you forget to depend on what? The Word of God, which will save your life, which is able to save your souls. See, we are to renew our mind every day by what? We know the answer, but what do we set before our eyes? See, you have to budget looking back at where you spent your time in order to know where you're heading, because you're only going to build on the words that you've spoken. It is the building blocks for today of what you've already spoken yesterday. Man, I can't tell you how powerful the words are that you speak. Are they words of life? Are they words of health? Are they words of righteousness, peace, and joy? Are they motivated by love, or are they motivated by something you can get? See, I know the Scripture says that I've been blessed with all things that pertain to life and godliness. So for me, I'm good. I don't need anything, because it's already been supplied to me by my Father in heaven that I have all things. For life and godliness. Now he says, go forth, proclaim. Go forth. So what am I, if I'm all set, what am I to give my time to? If I'm all set, if I give my time to, because the other part of selflessness is what? Selfishness. So when I'm not focused on Him, I'm focused on me, whether it's arrogancy, pride, or you feel that you don't measure up. See, there's two sides of pride. One is, and the whole thing is you're looking at yourself. Where is your focus on? Is it on Him? Is it on Him? Are you here today to hear what God is saying to you? Or are you just checking off a box? Are we just, it's Sunday and this is what we do, Pass? We're coming to church. Today is a certain day. You want the best for your life? It's to give all you got. Don't hold anything back. See, the prayer is to God, open my eyes so that the Word of God is precedent in everything, every decision I make. It comes from here, not from me having to try to obtain anything. And that goes for your opinion. That goes for your neighbor's opinion, your boss's opinion. Are we living our lives doing everything as unto the Lord? Or am I trying to please somebody so that I could be in better standings than all things that pertain to life and God? See, we've got it mixed. We've got somewhere along the line, we become attracted to something else. I remember hearing a message where the gentleman was talking about, you know, when you walk in Central Park, you really can't hear when you walk on the leaves. It kind of gets drowned out by the ambient noise that's around. The voices, the cars, the beeping. But yet if you walk up in Wyndham, per se, on a trail, you can hear every step. And see, God's voice is calling us. And He's constantly drawing Himself to you, drawing you to Him. And He's constantly calling you, what? For you to accomplish what He placed you here for. Because if we agree that we're not a mistake, we're not just something that just came along, but that we're intentionally planted here for this generation, if you know Jesus Christ, you have the answer for this generation residing on the inside of you. That answer is Christ in you, the same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. Do you know who lives in you? Do you know He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you? But He says, be it unto you as you believe. He's not going to step over you to get His will accomplished. He wants to get it through you. Can I tell you that's love? Man, is that love. That will not step on you to make His will come to pass. But I've provided. I always see it as this. I see it as a smorgasbord of food up here that every one of you can partake in. And this is what all things that pertain to life and godliness He's given you. He's given you, you, say me. I have all things. I have all things that pertain to life and godliness. Not just for a little period of time, but throughout your stay here. But it's there for you. But if you don't believe it's yours, you can die of starvation because you don't think you can come and partake. Do you know that He's provided for you? Do you know that He's made a way for you? See, your situation, and some are greater in our minds than others. But you, no matter how great the situation, God has provided the answer. It is not a surprise to Him. Oh, now I need to go make provision for this one because I didn't think about this. No, He's made provision for you. Do you know that God constantly calls out that we would call Him Abba Father, which means source, which means foundation, which means that I have everything in my grasp to take care of you, you as a father or a mother. Does your children need to come to you and beg you to feed them? Do your children need to come and beg you for your last name? No, it's given to them. But why do we think that we've got to beg God for something that He's already given to us? See, these are foundational truths. These are principles that will work for you or work for your neighbor. See, I love principle things because, man, it doesn't matter if you're white, black. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. It's not a respecter, and he's not a respecter of persons. But you've got to know how to flip the switch on. You've got to know how to access. You've got to believe that it's yours. Do you know that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him? Are you seeking him this morning? Are you seeking him to be sustained by him? See, I studied addiction for a little while. And man, one addiction leads you only wanting more, but it's not even the same one. You have to enhance it. It's got to be a greater something, a greater substance. And that could be food. He revealed it to me as food. He revealed it to me as food. Food was an addiction. I was laughing. Me and my wife were driving yesterday, and I said, yeah, there's so many different places that I go. And I'm like, yeah, I know the restaurant or the store there. I know the store and the restaurant there. How many can relate? Maybe that's only me. But I've got to come to the realization that, okay, what am I addicted to? Or what am I dependent? See, that's the thing. Am I dependent on anything else but him? Because he's a jealous God. And that thing, if I'm dependent on it, is an idol in my life. Is an idol in my life. I put it before him. Today is a certain day, and if you will hear with ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. See, I love thinking about Paul coming, and not in persuasive words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of power. And where did he go? Athens. Just amazing. I love it. I'll play that for the rest of my life. But it's in him. If I can persuade you some other way but by the word of God, when you put weight on it, guess what? That's going to give way. But if I lay weight on the word of God, and you lay weight on the word of God, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to accomplish exactly what it said it would. Are you willing to lay down every weight and sin that ensnares us? What does it do? It ensnares us. It keeps us. See, this is the devil's, at the bottom line, you want a key? The devil wants to keep you inoperable in the kingdom of God. And any way he can do that, whether it's some type of distraction, something that you can believe that identifies you, right? But what does he say? Look into the perfect law of liberty and identify with who he has made you. Take part of the food that is at the table for you, that's been provided for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Told you, Elijah, I'm not going to hit all them scriptures. I want to go to boldness. Let's go to Acts 4:13. Acts 4:13. Everybody there? Say I. All right. Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. I'm not saying that education is bad, but if you rely, if you rest on, if you place your weight on what you know, when push comes to shove, that ain't going to work. If it lines up with the Word of God, it will last throughout eternity. Amen? See, I need you to get to a point that you understand that even if you don't know something, he does. To go to the Father for whatever your question is, for whatever you need help with. And I'm not just talking about what you need, Because he's already given you all those things. You just need a revelation of what you have. See, God's not like this game that we play, right? And all of a sudden we play it for 15 hours, and then we got to this certain level. Now you've opened other weapons to be able to use for the next thing. In the beginning, he gave you all things. Now you just need to discover and practice and exercise what he's given you. I liken it to, I have all the tools in my shed for whatever the job is, whatever he requests of me. I've got all of it. Do you know that you have all of it? He didn't hold back. He didn't say, okay, once you get to this point, let's see how you do, and then I'll get you this one. He gave you everything at the beginning. So no matter what life or what demand or what trial or what test you're going through, are you going to rest and rely on and prove that the Word of God is alive in you? Or are you going to rest on man's wisdom? Or are you going to rest on your performance? Uh-oh. Man, a lot of times we rest on our performance. Well, I've done this before. We think about the jawbone, right? You want to think about performance? Killing 1,000 men with one jawbone? But you know what he did? Threw it away. Because sometimes we think that we can carry this in tradition, and this is going to work this time. Instead of that, today, my source isn't that I have 25 apples on the tree. My source is I'm tapped into the rivers of living water. Would you rather just have 200 tools or an endless supply of a source of life in you? See, you're planted. He says that you're trees. Man, anybody that knows me, I love seed, I love trees, because, man, it just declares that there is a God. If you look around and you wouldn't have a certain agenda or a certain type of veil in front of our eyes, but we would actually look at creation, all creation yearns. All creation declares that there is a God. And you're part of his creation, and you were created to declare that there is a God. Amen? Boldness. Peter and John had boldness because they spent time with Jesus. You know what your ministry is? Your ministry isn't labeled as a good drummer. Your ministry isn't labeled as a good singer. Your ministry isn't labeled as a pastor or a teacher or an evangelist. Your ministry is with the Father in a love affair with him. From that, because otherwise you're trying to be a different tree. Otherwise, you're trying to be some type of other fruit when you weren't created for that. You were created to have a relationship with the Father. He says to pray without ceasing, right? How can you pray without ceasing? Well, a revelation of prayer is just dialogue. Can you spend all day with your spouse? Can you spend all day with your children? Can you spend all day with your dog? You have fellowship or dialogue all day long. Maybe if you're not even saying nothing, but you're with them. I wanted you to have a revelation and set you up for success that you can go from victory to victory to victory if you're in the valley or on the mountaintop. Why? Because he's provided it for you. My God is not slack concerning his promises. What are his promises? Because that's where the devil tries to kill, steal, and destroy. Do you know the will of God? Do you absolutely know if healing is for you, has been provided for you? Do you know that your salvation is secure in him? Do you know that if you confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, or anybody else believes that's so? Do we lay weight on his word? See, maybe one of you, maybe two of you thought about, is this chair going to give way when I sit down? But the rest of you had no thought of it. We lay rest in physical things. How much more in spiritual things that created everything that you see? See, we need to understand that hope is like that sun. Just before you see the sun, you know it's coming. Is God short? He's an abundant God. Will you pay attention today? Will you behold Jesus? today? Will you set your eyes, your gaze on Him? Because you know what? If you do, you'll go from mountaintop to valley, but in victory. I'll go through this, but it's in victory. Amen?
Amen.
Unless you like defeat. Anybody like defeat? Go ahead and raise your hand. See, I want to clear up who you are. I want to clear up who you are. Because God has specific designed functions for you. Anybody want to start screaming out who you are? What has He defined you as? Significant. Say it again. Child of God. Anybody else? Things?
Saints.
Saints. Say it again.
Victorious.
Say it again, sorry.
Beloved.
Beloved. Come on. See? I can hear that voice.
Set free.
What is it?
Set free.
I want victorious. I want to go a little bit further because He's explained who really you are as a person to walk out as a child, as a saint. Okay? But let's look at 1 Corinthians 3. Because I believe once you know who you are, you can start walking in who He says you are. Amen? It's not something out in the abyss that maybe one day, God, you'll let me know who I am. Because He's got a specific purpose for you. Where are we at? 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3. I switched it on you. Not 1-3. 1 Corinthians 3. I told you, you got to follow me. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3. We're going to start in verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. Anybody see that before? You are God's fellow... So you're His worker? Say worker. Okay, let's go. You are God's field. Say, I'm His field. You are God's building. Do you know that if you try to be anything other than what He says, you're never going to measure up to what success really is in Him? I'm a builder as well, and I've been building for probably 27 years, and only did I get a little bit of a greater revelation of foundations maybe about a year and a half ago. And prior to that, I never read that this guy built a house in Matthew 7 with no foundation. Built it on the sand. Okay, I always thought, for me as a builder, it's stupid just to build on sand with a foundation. But to build on top of sand with no foundation... Do you know so many in the church build without the proper foundation? Do you know that a foundation that we have is Christ, who is the cornerstone? And can I tell you, whether you're one story, two stories, three stories, four stories, if all of your weight, you get it? Weight is on the foundation that was built on Christ, you'll last. See, I love foundations. I love simple things that work for you. They work for you. They work for you. Why? Because I can lay weight on those. Amen? What are you laying weight on? Are you laying weight on your accomplishments? Are you laying weight on the accolades? Are you laying weight on your position? I have enough money to retire now. I have this and I have that. Are you laying weight on any of those things? Now, I'm not saying those are bad things, but if you lay weight on those things, when they're not there, and this can go to your spouse, your children. If you lay weight on anything else other than Him, when they're not there, you're gone. You've tumbled. You fell. Our trust is to rely on Him. Our trust, our reliance, our rest is to rely on Him. I told you I was going to boldness. Let's keep going. All right, Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. How much time I got, Melijah? Is that 3 minutes and 29 seconds? You need to reverse that and go a little farther. Ephesians 3. How much slack do you get all the time, man? You get it all. Hallelujah. You got big, broad shoulders, man. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, hallelujah. Man, God trained you and equipped you, right? For exactly to be where you are at, man. And His grace is sufficient for you, even in that. Ephesians 3, I'm going to start in verse 10. No, I'm not. I'm going to back up. Let's go to verse 8, Ephesians 3, verse 8. It says, to me who am less than the least of the saints, this grace was given to me that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now, say now, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heaven, in heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose. So there's an eternal purpose which He accomplished where? In Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have now boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. What do we have boldness in? Let's stop. I wrote this down. I says, what are you bold in? Are you only bold in what you know? Do you only step out in things when you have or put your name out there or put your face out there when you've practiced to the point that you think you're good? Or do you have boldness in Him to proclaim the message? See, we get over in performance more than we even realize that we get over in performance. If you've based your relationship on, and praise God, this morning, beautiful. I can't even say how beautiful worship in the back. She was just dancing for the Lord. And then I could see thoughts. And this is where we go. The freedom is in Christ, but then all of a sudden we start looking at me, and there's where the bondage comes. Because I don't measure up. But it's Him. And man, I'll tell you what, it was like watching a beautiful flower just open up. A white lily is came to mind, and just how beautiful it was. You can just see it start opening up. But do you know that you were created for good works, and those good works are to glorify the Father? How much more does He care about you than a lily of the field who's here today and gone tomorrow? Can I tell you that, man, we need to believe God. We just simply need to believe God on a greater capacity than when you even walked in this door. Do you have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you? To have boldness because of Him. To understand that the grace given to you is sufficient for anything you'll come up to. There's one thing and this is a little side note, so bring me back. I can't stand when somebody gives me, especially a Christian, gives me an answer on how your day's going, and you give me what you feel like. I want to slap you. I don't care how you feel. Why? because He has made a way so that even your feelings, when exercised, would conform to the Word of God. Have you ever had your feelings starting to line up with what you put subjection to? Let me get in here. Those who walk in the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, they supersede the law of sin and death. If your mind is set on the flesh, eventually your flesh will hop on board with you putting it in subjection and do exactly what you've put it into subjection to do. Man, there's victory in that. I love seeing that. But I love seeing it in somebody else set free. When somebody's walking around with their head down and all of a sudden they have a revelation of the love of God for their life, and they look up and man, oh, the freedom that comes. Do you get to experience that? Do you get to share that? Do you know that the ministry that you have is life and peace? Not having once believed, but in believing and believing and believing. If I could leave you with something today, it's one that He is the foundation. I got one more scripture, Matthew 7. I know that wasn't in there either. Matthew 7. What I say the devil's tactic is? To get you inoperable in the kingdom. And what he uses is things that you value. So if you're not good with not having anything that you value besides him, I would be advantageous to get rid of it. Oh, Pastor, you're telling me to get rid of something? Yeah. It's going to hold you back. Because you think having that thing is going to keep you or satisfy you greater than being obedient to him? Are you kidding me? Let's read. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree, say good tree, bears good fruit. But a bad tree, say bad tree, bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Here we go, verse 19. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. Many will say to me in the days, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me who... Can you highlight practice? Can you highlight that in your Bible? Practice lawlessness. See, there's a key. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine. Can I tell you there needs to be an immediate responsive action in the church? Not a hesitation, not a maybe someday. Well, if you prove yourself to me over and over and over and over and over again, maybe I'll start thinking that I can. But there's an immediate responsive action. Did I skip over? Yes. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, say does, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall. Why? Because it was founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Can I tell you that obedience is what God desires? Do you desire that as a father or a mother? And when that's not played out, there is a consequence, and God forbid that we don't put a consequence on and teach our children a false sense of grace. Because grace brings them right back. Otherwise, they don't know how far is too far. See, if you touch a fire, the best way is to learn to touch, not to touch a stove when it's hot. But if you're going to touch a stove, you're going to get burned. And too many times we take that away. And we say, no, I don't want my kid or child to suffer. That's not suffering. That's a consequence for an action, which actually they know where that boundary is. God has set up so many things, so many principles in life. And man, I'll tell you what, as I read different people, I see how even worldly people are getting principles more than even the church. And we can't let that be. We are spiritual beings, right? And you need to understand what the Spirit has provided for you, because otherwise the devil is going to come and he's going to steal and he's going to rob and destroy what the blood and body of Jesus Christ has paid for you. Amen? Why don't we stand up today? My heart for you is that you would desire to seek Him. Say, seek. That you would knock. Say, knock. And that you would ask. Say, ask. Because in doing those things, you are looking. You are beholding the Father who wants to give you good things and has provided for you. Today is a certain day. Will you choose to lay all of your weight on the Father? To lay all of your weight on the provision of the Father in and through Jesus Christ. Because it's not, can I tell you that it's not just a one-time prayer that you've done and I'm good, I can live however. But His thoughts of you are greater than you can even imagine. His purpose and His plans for you are greater than you can even imagine. But in seeking Him, you go to the Father. Say, Father. Man. Spirit is crying out, Abba, Father, will you go to Him? I can't plead with you enough. What is ailing you? What is taking your time? What is toiling over in your thought pattern? What is waging war against really what the blood and body has done? And you need to give it to Him. And He says to bring every thought captive into the obedience of Christ. Not allow the thoughts that try to control you or derail you, but to allow what is true and pure, what is honest. If there's any power, there's any virtue in it, meditate on these things. The shift within us needs to be, see, what you worship, what you set before your eyes, what you give your attention to, is only when a push comes on it, when a demand is placed on you, it can only draw from there. Today, God, that we would apply ourselves to know that this is the way, the truth, and the life. This defines how I am to treat one another. This defines how I am to raise my children. This defines how I am to treat my spouse, my boss. This defines it. Not your opinion, not how you feel, not what you think is right, but what He says. From that, you can rest on. From that, you can joy in. I can joy. Singing of the joy of the Lord is my strength. Why? Because I believe that He is. Amen. And that He's taken care of anything, any test, any trial, anything that comes your way. He's taken care of. If you will trust Him, rely in Him. Father, I thank You for every vessel in here. I thank You for every vessel in the sound of my voice, God, that, Father, they would wage war with the words that were spoken today, that they wouldn't just simply believe it because I'm a good builder, because I'm a good friend, because I'm this or because I'm that. But, God, I pray, Lord, that their ear would be open because I value that individual so that they would rest on You. God, help us to love one another as we love You. Father, help us to realize that the ministry that we are in is in a ministry with You. spending time with you. And from that place, Father, I will lay my life down for those around me. I will do things for others. I will continue to pray. I will continue to uphold the will of God and not allow my neighbor to be broken into. Father, we thank you for every individual. And I thank you for steps of faith in the name of Jesus, that they would walk in a way that's worthy of you. God, you said that you have made them holy. You have set them apart, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Father, you said that. And Father, I thank you for them simply believing today and taking steps of action to meet you right where you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Today is a certain day, amen. You have opportunity to be intentional, real quick, intentional about loving your neighbor, amen. So I want some testimonies this week of you stepping out intentionally without any ulterior motive to pray for somebody, to give something to somebody, to build somebody a deck, to build somebody something that they need. Can you step out? Watch God work in your behalf. Hallelujah.